Do Inuit ever kill just for fun and excitement of killing?
Inuit ligo ko yagin na atong nangin maksu to ko hakte hatak patao na niligo no nangane ako ba hiyo tiki naksu to to ko hakte hatak mata.
Temali ilangit tehap kuat inuhuk tut kingulit ukaw doktaw himakatak tut tuktunig lo ni humi umarunig atong niyang ilugo kubegin na hiwaksin na ilugo tukuyak tukuk kulaong ilugo.
And right from the beginning, like when we start having lots of caribou in communities, and those that younger people told by that hunters and trapper not to play with any animals, not to kill it just for fun. They've been told all the time.
Atut tiyarniak lugu kihani omarok pinihwakya.
Because if you're going to catch animal, you have to use it properly. Because the God made the animals to let the people use it.
Does being a Christian make any difference to him as a hunter? How it affects the way he sees life as a hunter?
Because he's a Christian, he has to use the animals properly and not just killing them just for fun. He has to use them exactly the way it should be used.
Mikirun no gulak pangotiksak ang iyo galak pat ikhinak tungik galak pat ikhinak galak pat pityang itak sa ang ito.
Because the way of Inuit, way of life, even the animal, small or big or scary or not scary, you have to treat them properly and use them properly.
Each time when he goes out and he gets a seal, what does he think to himself? What does he say to himself?
Kanuligo he makatakpit ang urakangapit taman.
Temungat piyun nakito agama, imay he makatakpiruktaw himalagama. Tadba atuktaw niyaktok uwam nut inyokatim nulo.
And ever since he start catching, and every time when he catching, it's gonna be used to him and to the family and to the other's family.
Kinatuinarlo tuksak tukhimang ittugaluak tema pigiakhalarnerpat taapimang oomaroqtapinermik nik atokhatawgiakharniartoq tunigiakharnerukku ubaluni tuksiriakhalarnerpat atuinnaqatsiarluni hiorlu pituinnaqiakhatsiarluni angunihuarnera taimanna tuqaarti himalaqa inungnut annerinagulu neqia taima pijutigillugo tehamna ayorsangittuulaaqutigilaqa oomaluni.
And every time when he catch animals and when we had a meat, if anyone wanted something from us, something from him, any animal he had ready for anyone who wants it, and if anyone's gonna ask, it has to be some food have to be ready for that person, or anybody might need it some later on, and it's something have to be ready for the anyone who needs it.
So food has to be shared, does it?
Yes, the food. Tamdago nakigo abitolugo. Abatanin pidaw ga haman
itay man nay tutukaw mat iman na kat takimalak tok nutagaut inohok to tilunga ang unay walak tilunga lo man na mulo ilani natsuk taurok tamna at abugok taulo ni tunyok taurat tak tok ang unay walak tuwin ang na
It's been like that ever since he remember, and anyone who catch a seal and they cut it up and giving out to other hunters to their who live with them in their places. They share it one seal and cut it up and among the hunters.
Ublumi. Hulitay man na ilo katak tigo tamani talukluani. Inuit maokso katigidabot apiyot ilo tigo. Nikimipiyak tong niakputit. Ammalo. Tehap ko umaro ang inaksay. Nanu ilo ni. Uglu ilo ni. Akulay tumi. Pidaw katang imata. Pidaw kakangan. Tehap ko nung angon ehwa katiginun. Abgok taulo ni. Pidaw wakto nikya. Amyanulo. Tehap ko uglu it.
And even now, and when anybody catches a seal or any animals, and when they went out with a couple of hunters, and they asked them, and when you come home, you could go get some meat from whoever catch the animals, and also the polar bears and bearded seal, and those that weren't, they don't catch them like every day they catch seals. But every time when they catch them and they cut it up among their hunters and share it, and even with the bearded seal, share the skins.
Tamakwalo, hilakro ang mayang utik sa inungnut ane gajaga hangitakot. Atok tuk sa utik lugit inungnut hilakro ang minugot yoping ngokte himamagit.
And if we had some meat, we're not supposed to be stingy with any meat we had, because God created the animals to be used for the people to use.